Chapter 23. Jesse Stone figured the back deck of the Lobster Claw was a better place to speak to Jim Penworth about Martina than his office at the station. Grief was as personal as DNA, and experience had taught Jesse that some people, especially men, didn't quite know what to do with it. Penworth seemed relieved, if not glad exactly, to have a beer in his hand. And Jesse wasn't exactly complaining about drinking a black label and soda in a tall glass. "Your wife back at the hotel?" he asked. "She is. The doctor Officer Crane recommended gave her something. Thank her for that. Jan needed to get some rest." Jesse took a sip of his drink. "Did you make arrangements to bring your girl home?"
"All taken care of. They're releasing her tomorrow."
Jim Penworth's words stuck in his throat, as they had that morning.
"Sorry."
"Don't be. I just don't know what to do with myself, Chief Stone. One minute I want to fall apart. The next minute I want to go to the morgue and just be with her, even though I know she's not there. Not really. Then I lose my patience with Jan. That's the worst, my anger. Why would I be angry at Jan? You prepare yourself for all sorts of things in life, you know. You plan for all contingencies, but not all, I guess. Call me Jesse. Paradise is a first name police department. Don't beat yourself up, Jim. No way for a man to prepare for this. No parent should have to. There's no instruction booklet for bringing them into the world, and there's none for when they leave."
"You have kids?"
Jesse shook his head, noticed that Jim Penworth needed another beer, and signaled to the waiter. "No. Never been that lucky.
But it seems like you really get it."
"I was a homicide detective in L.A. for almost 10 years. I'm sorry to say that I get it because I've been through this too many times."
"Does it get easier, Jesse?"
"For me, no. For you, I hope it will with time. Someday you'll stop thinking of Martina as a murdered girl who was stolen from you. Someday you'll just remember that you and your wife made a great kid, and you'll miss her." Penworth smiled at that, but changed subjects.
"L.A., huh? I knew you weren't from here. Born there?"
"Tucson."
"I like Tucson," Jim Penworth said in that grief-distracted way, looking out at the Atlantic.
"Weird ocean, the Atlantic. So cold. I used to surf professionally. Now I sit at a computer all day long.
I used to hope that Martina would take up surfing. I wanted a teacher to share that with her. I used to nag her about trying it. I used to..."
Jim Penworth was sobbing, head bent, arms folded across his abdomen. The waiter bringing his beer stopped in his tracks at the sight of the crying man. Jesse waved him to come ahead. The waiter put the bottle of Sam Adams lager on the table and fairly ran away. Jesse held up his scotch. "To Martina." Penworth grabbed the beer and raised it. "To my best girl." He took a long drink. "I spoke with Captain Healy, the state investigator, a little while ago," Jesse said. "He was down at Tufts today, interviewing your daughter's roommates and friends. He tells me Martina had only just started dating Ben Salter. Did she mention him to you guys?"
"She did. She liked him a lot. Too much, according to my wife. Jen was afraid Martina might not let herself get the full college experience if she got hooked up with a guy too soon."
"Makes sense. But what did she tell you and your wife about Ben?"
Penworth shrugged. "That she really liked him and that he was cute and gentle and rich."
"In that order?" Jesse said.
"In that order. Do you think he did this?"
"I don't know, Jim."
"But what do you think?"
Then before Jesse could answer, Penworth said, "Remember, you promised not to lie to us."
"Right now, he's our only suspect, but I don't think he did it, no."
"Why not?"
"Just my sense of things. But I've been wrong before." "Don't worry, I don't investigate things based solely on hunches. We'll follow the evidence no matter where it leads. Your daughter's life is worth more than my pride. And Healy cares even less about my hunches. He's been at this a long time. We're going to try our best to find out what happened and why." Jan wants me to stick around until you find the boy, he said. Go home, Jim. Bury your girl. I'll call and keep you posted. When we track the guy down, you and your wife can come back for the trial. Jim Penworth looked at his watch with a kind of dread. I better get back to the hotel to be with Jan. I don't want her waking up in an empty room. Jesse stood, reaching for his wallet. Let me take care of this and I'll give you a lift back. No, sorry, Jesse, but I want to walk. I need some space. Sure. You know the way? I do, but I wouldn't mind getting lost. He extended his right hand to Jesse. Thank you for this. It helped a little bit. Jesse shook his hand and watched Jim Penworth leave. He sat back down and finished his drink.